Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's MDC formation alleges ZANU-PF buzzed some Mozambicans to vote in the disputed July national elections, but President Robert Mugabe's party dismisses the claim as malicious.
It's a nationwide scam. What is clear is that this election is a function of theft and skullduggery by ZANU-PF. There is no doubt about that.
The Joint Monitoring and Implementation Committee, JOMIC, that was instrumental in reducing politically motivated violence between 2009 and now, is expected to wind down operations end of this month.
And Dynamos and Highlanders were in Premier League action this afternoon. Stay tuned for the results.
The MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai is alleging that ZANU-PF buzzed some Mozambicans to vote in the disputed July 31 national elections, but President Robert Mugabe's party is refuting the claim. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Organizing Secretary Nelson Chamisa of the MDCT told Studio 7 on his way from Mutare, where Mr. Tsvangirai held meetings with his Manicaland provincial team, that they now have evidence that Mozambicans were buzzed into the country to vote for ZANU-PF in the July 31 polls. Chamisa said some of the Mozambicans voted using fake voter registration slips in areas such as Nyanga North and Chipinge, among other areas in the province.
Many, many host voters, but even voters from outside the country, were roped in to vote on behalf of ZANU-PF. Some of them were of alien and foreign origin, and we have since corroborated this information from Nyanga North, for example. Nyanongo is alleged to have used the people from Mozambique to come and vote on the Zimbabwean side. We suspect it's the same case for Chipinge, and of course many other areas where we know our colleagues in ZANU-PF used the fraudulent mechanisms to try and manufacture and engineer a victory, which is fictitious.
Chamisa said the suspected Mozambicans also voted in some parts of the country, with some media reports claiming some of them were spotted in the Midlands town of Zishavane, where they had allegedly been dumped by ZANU-PF after voting.
It's a nationwide scam. What is clear is that this election is a function of theft and skullduggery by ZANU-PF. There is no doubt about that. This is information that is known by ZANU-PF, it is known by MDC, it is known by the people of Zimbabwe, because nobody voted for ZANU-PF except all these manufactured votes.
But ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration, Didmus Mutasa, told Studio 7 by phone that the MDCT's claims are malicious allegations coming from Britain with a view to tarnish the image of ZANU-PF, President Mugabe, and that of the country. Mr. Tsvangirai says he will not accept the outcome of the polls, saying they were fundamentally flawed. He has now approached the courts, seeking the nullification of the election result and demanding fresh polls within 60 days.
Our conclusion has been that this has been a huge farce. The credibility of this election has been marred by administrative and legal violations which affect the legitimacy of its outcome. The election does not meet SADC guidelines. It is a sham election that does not reflect the will of the people.
D. Despite opposition to his landslide win, Mr. Mugabe says he won the polls freely and fairly.
We are delivering democracy on a platter. Do you take it? We say take it or leave it. But the people have delivered it. And forward ever, never will we go back on our achievement, on our victory.
The court challenge of the election outcome by Mr. Tsvangirai and his party has now stalled President Mugabe's inauguration. The case will be heard Saturday. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.